What's up, everybody? High Bangs Podcast, episode 181. Just house with you again this week, like I said last week. So Nick, been busy, still up this way, but has things he has going on with him and his fiance, and all that. So anybody who's listening who was at my wedding last Friday, I want to thank y'all for coming. Very good time. Enjoyed it with me and now my wife. So that's kind of still getting used to saying all that, but definitely a good time. Glad everybody can make it out and enjoy themselves and everything. So Nick will be heading back this weekend to Nashville, so hopefully we can get him back on for the last couple weeks of the season here. So that being said, short and sweet, you know, everything that's kind of happened over the last week, we'll have to see what, you know, what I remember here or whatever. So, first off, Riley Herbst will be returning to the 98 Stewart Haas Racing Xfinity program. So, good news there. Just got his first win, so they locked him up. And I think he'll be a championship contender. You know, it's always hard getting that first win off your back. So he gets it done this year, already out of the playoffs, but still a couple races left to go. And I think he can be pretty competitive at all of them. So good to see Riley back in the 98. Marco Andretti will be in the Spire number 7 in the Truck Series for Homestead this weekend, Homestead Miami and Phoenix for the finale. So we'll, you know, keep an eye out for him as well. There's been a rumor that Ty Dillon will be heading to Colic in the Cup Series next year, replacing Allmendinger, who probably, if that were the case, go back to the Xfinity Series full time. But nothing as of yet as far as news on that one. A lot of truck news this week. So another signing. To replace Carson Hocevar, who's moving up to the 77 Cup car for Spire. Matt Mills, who has run part-time in Xfinity, part-time in truck, did run select races for KBM this year and had a couple good runs. Well, he will be replacing Carson Hocevar at Nice Motorsports in the 42 truck. And he brings along some sponsors, longtime sponsors of his, JF Electric and Udo Littre. I guess that's how you say it. I don't know. But he is going to be replacing Carson Hocevar in a good truck. So kind of excited to see what he can do in that truck next season. Corey Heim, he'll be back in the 11 truck for Tricon Garage next year. The championship contender this year, already in the championship four. So obviously one of the favorites to win it this year. So they brought him back for another season. You know, a lot of speculation there. Maybe he would move up to Xfinity. But staying in the Truck Series another year for Corey Heim. John Hunter Nemechek will be behind the wheel of the 42 for Legacy Motor Club this week in Homestead, Miami. Carson Hocevar will do the final two races, Martinsville and Phoenix. But John Hunter will be in this car full-time next year as they make the switch from Chevy to Toyota. So I guess they worked out a deal with Toyota and Chevy and Legacy Motor Club and all that to get John Hunter in the car for a race this year. So we'll have to keep an eye on him because Carson's been running well in that car. So we'll have to see if he can kind of maintain that there. So both drivers out of the McAnally-Hilgeman Racing stable, both news on them. Jake Garcia, he will not be returning to that team next year. So kind of, you know, want to see what his plans are for the following season as well. Christian Eckes, he will be returning to the 19 truck for Bill McAnally in the 2024 season full time. So that being said, Christian Eckes, another, like Corey Heim, championship contender this year. So kind of want to keep that momentum rolling. So we'll have to see, you know, who they replace Jake Garcia with. And all that kind of stuff. So more truck news here. Trevor Bayne will drive the 25 truck for Rackley War at Homestead and his first truck start since 2020. So been a couple years here for Trevor. But always good to see him behind the wheel of anything. So excited for that. And another Rackley War announcement. Stephen Parsons will be in that number 25 truck at Phoenix at the season finale. So their last two races locked up with drivers. We'll have to see who they tab next year as a full-time guy. So that's pretty much all they have it throughout the week. Usually around this time of year, a lot of stuff keeps rolling in. So we'll obviously, you know, keep an eye on anything that does. So in the truck series, they did not race at Vegas. But they are at Homestead Saturday at 12 o'clock on FS1, 134 laps, 201 miles. Cutoff race for them. So, you know, two races left in their season, Homestead and then Phoenix. So this is a big one for them. And the standings, like, you know, been going over, Corey Heim already locked in. Josevar plus 23, Ekes plus 9, Nick Sanchez plus 3. So currently they are the ones above the cut line. They're going to look to stay there. Going through into this weekend's race at Miami. But the Xfinity Series was at Las Vegas. Like I said, Riley Herbst was the winner here. His first career win, dominated at the end there, won by like 14 seconds. So good run for him, obviously, and Stewart Haas. As a whole here, John Hunter came in second, Cole Custer third, Chandler Smith fourth, Sam Mayer fifth, Justin Allgaier sixth, Austin Hill seventh, Brandon Jones eighth, Daniel Hemric ninth, and Lane Riggs in his second career start gets his first career top 10 in the 11 car for colleagues. So all that being said, since it wasn't a playoff driver who won this race, nobody locks themselves in. So John Hunter at plus 47, looking pretty good there. Justin Allgaier plus 21, Austin Hill plus 19, and Cole Custer plus 15. So a little bit bigger difference in the Xfinity Series than it is in the Truck Series. But anything can happen. Still two races, Homestead and Martinsville, for the Xfinity Series as well as the Cup Series. So a lot of things can happen there. They race Saturday at 3 o'clock on USA, 200 laps, 300 miles. And, you know, Miami is great. I love Miami. You can run the wall. You can run the low line. But eventually, the wall, riding the wall there will eventually prevail if you can master the technique. We've seen Tyler Reddick win two Xfinity Series championships doing that for two different teams. And, you know, we'll see Dale Jr. back in the car in the 88 car for his own team. Junior Motorsports at Homestead Miami. So that'll be cool as well. He loves to rip the top and, you know, rim ride, as they say. So that'll be cool to see Dale back on the track as well. So Vegas from the Cup Series. Kyle Larson was your winner. He locks himself into the championship four, going for his second championship of his career. So already locked in, doesn't have to worry about Homestead Miami or Martinsville, which really hasn't been a great track for him in the past. But anywho, locked himself in, so don't have to worry. Christopher Bell was second, Kyle Busch third, Brad Keselowski fourth, Ross Chastain fifth, Ryan Blaney sixth, William Byron seventh, Tyler Reddick eighth, Martin Truex Jr. ninth, and Denny Hamlin rounded out the top 10 here. So there was a lot of issues here at the end of this race, but Larson dominated, won all the stages, stage one and two, and obviously the race. But the Ryan Blaney car was DQ'd after the race for a shock issue. But then hours later, they rescinded the penalty. So his sixth place finish stands, his stage point stand, and, you know, where he is in the playoff standings also stand pat from that sixth place finish. So that's good news for me. I'm a Ryan Blaney fan. You know, I know you guys have heard a million times, but good news there for Ryan Blaney as we head into Homestead. So our picks, Nick and I's picks, we did make picks, and Nick did give me his pick for this week as well. So Last week, Nick went with Joey Logano. I went with Alex Bowman. Logano finished 12th, Bowman 35th. So Nick got me on that one. I still lead Nick 26-19 as we head to Homestead this week. And their race is Sunday at 2:30 on NBC, 267 laps, 400 miles. So like I said, always fun, Miami, Homestead, Miami, and a lot of people kind of want that to be, you know, the season finale again, the championship race and all. So, you'll see what happens in the coming years. We already know Phoenix will be 2024's championship site. So, you know, nothing new there as far as next season goes. But that being said, the driver changes for this week. Not really much here. Josh Bilicki in the 78. Ryan Newman back in the car in the 51. John Hunter, like I said, in the 42. And, you know, that's about it. J.J. Yaley in the 15. He's kind of been with Rick Ware all year. So, all that being said, the standings, before I give you the picks for Homestead, like I said, Larson already locked himself in, so that's all squared away for him. Other than that, pretty tight here. William Byron plus 9, Truex, and Denny Hamlin plus 2. And then Christopher Bell minus 2, Reddick minus 16, Blaney minus 17, and Buescher close to getting in that must-win scenario here at minus 23. So like I said, Blaney would have been minus 56 if that penalty stood pat, but since it got rescinded, he is back to minus 17, so he's got some work to do as well as Tyler Reddick. And I already mentioned Tyler Reddick is great at Homestead Miami Speedway. So that being said, like I said, short show this week. And I'll give you the picks here. Before I do that, follow the Instagram, high_banks_podcast. Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it now. High_banks2_. Don't forget to check out Jacob Joe's music. Wherever you listen to music, hopefully we can have him on at the end of the season here. But Nick's pick, he's going to go with Tyler Reddick, the aforementioned Tyler Reddick at Homestead Miami. You know, this was kind of tough for me. You know, a lot of guys run good here, but it kind of comes down to if you can run the top or not. I'll go with the non-playoff guy. I'll go with Kyle Busch at Homestead Miami. So Nick's going to go with Tyler Reddick. I'm going to go with Kyle Busch. Like I said, Sunday at 2:30 on NBC, 267 laps, 400 miles. That's the Cup Series. The Xfinity Series is 3 o'clock on Saturday on USA, 200 laps, 300 miles. And the Truck Series, cutoff race for them is Saturday at noon on FS1, 134 laps, 201 miles. So short race for them. So hope everybody enjoy the show. Enjoy your weekend. A lot going on here. College football, playoff baseball, go Phils. NFL football, go Birds Sunday night. And the Kelly Greens, so that should be cool. Obviously, NASCAR playoffs. Hockey just started up. NBA is just starting up next week or so. So got a lot going on in the sports world. So enjoy it. Enjoy, you know, your weekend. And we'll see you next week. Hopefully Nick is back with us. But other than that, enjoy your week.